Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
I'm amazing why. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Those of you who've been listening already, we consider that a sign of a high intelligence, the fact that you stayed with us. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. That's what you got to look forward to. You're going to get a lot smarter. Especially now that Jim Ostroff is with us. Jim is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is one of the great editors at the Kiplinger Washington Editors. They're the folks who produced the Kiplinger Letter, which is what I've been working off of. I've been reporting on now for 12 and a half years. And every week we talk a little bit about what Kiplinger's got going on. And Jim's been joining us for a large part of that time. He's our good friend Jim Ostroff. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, everybody.
It's good to have you back, Jim.
Thank you.
Right out of the box, we got the lead story is all about avoiding a return to a recession. Jim, say it ain't so.
We hope it ain't so. Everybody does. But you know, the thing here is, as we have discussed and is well known by most listeners, the economy remains sort of on tenterhooks.
It's still sick, isn't it?
Yeah. It is a lot of issues to be worked out, and
you know, Jim, in the previous hour, I used an analogy that I hadn't thought about before, but you know, a recession is like when you're in surgery, you're actually on the table.
Right.
There's something bad going on.
So right.
If you're having surgery, there's something that's wrong. Right.
Right. That's correct.
Then the recovery is literally, after you have surgery, you go into a recovery room and you stay, and you're recovering in the hospital for a day or a week or whatever.
Right.
And then when you come out of the hospital, you know, that's what I'm calling the expansion period, because that's when you're back to life. You're close to back to normal. We're still in this economy, still in the hospital, in recovery.
Well, it is, and it's very tentative. And, of course, there's concern that there could a shock of some sort could force the nation's economy as well as others back into recession. And very scary because, you know, they've used so many tools. And again, once again here, what do you do to stimulate the economy? Lower, you know, the federal interest rates, you know, by the Fed? Well, they're just about zero now. So they've run out of running room. And, you know, but ultimately we see here a very key element in getting out of the recession is really housing recovery. And for that, we're talking about prices for housing.
Boy, that's a long-term solution. And, Jim, we got more bad news this week with regard to the foreclosure debacle.
Oh, yeah. And
folks, you can't heal a housing cycle if you don't allow foreclosures to happen.
Right.
And I know that there are, Jim, I know that there have been some improprieties, maybe even some malfeasance going on. Some of it's incompetence, but still, and the whole, I mean, they don't need to be legislating the end of foreclosures here.
No, I think they're going to be sort of staying away from that, but issuing stern warnings. Of course, the big issue, of course, is that just as so many loans were issued, basically rubber stamped, the people who really could not afford to pay back. Foreclosures have been being rubber stamped too, and in many cases, I'm saying if there are people who are and more than a handful attempting to work out a repayment schedule as they often have done, but they mean nope, you're out. So there really are problems that way, but it is no question the housing toxin remains, and until it is purged from the system, there'll be no real recovery.
But Jim, you know, this part about workouts, I mean, I'm in favor of workouts too. And I have to be honest, Jim, I am the beneficiary of a workout in the history of my career and my life. I mean, I've been in situations, and I tell the audience, Jim, you know, they haven't been through anything I haven't been through. I've been through I've had some ugly stuff happen, and I've worked. I've had to go to a bank and say, "Will you work this out with me?" And they've worked it out with me.
Right.
So I know what I'm speaking of. Mm-hmm. Workouts are good, but if you're so upside down, Jim,
mm-hmm.
that it could take 20 years to get right side up.
That's not a
good scenario.
No.
And those are the kinds of deals that need to be. They need to go ahead and get done with and move on. But somebody else owned that house.
Well, yeah, and of course with that situation right now, that uncertainty, it affects housing prices, but it also even affects finally some sales and resales because people are uncertain. I'm saying
Well,
you're buying an existing house, it's, whether you can do it.
Why would you buy a house that's been in foreclosure if you think it might come back on you?
That's right. You're not going to do it.
So that's going to exacerbate the recovery of housing, which is going to exacerbate the economic recovery. And that's the point Kiplinger is making. 22. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.